I needed a job. So I got a job at a local freight company. I went to work at 4:30 in the morning, but I've already said I grew up on the farm. I grew up on the back of a hay truck. Work was not something that was foreign to me. I went to work at 4:30 in the morning, and we began to unload the huge trucks that would come in overnight, and by 8 o'clock, I was working the back alleys of Stillwater delivering freight. But I grew up on the back of a hay truck, and I grew up working for my uncles and my grandparents. Work was not something that was foreign to me. Right. And I would finish the day loading up boxes of paper at more business forms. Often I would work from 4:30 until 9 or 9:30 at night. But I was married to the love of my life, and she was finishing her degree, and it was a good time.
But you had a teaching degree and maybe sending out letters to schools?
John, that is an uncanny question. I wrote over 100 letters, and I believe that I needed to hand type them. And so I hand typed over 100, and then I quit counting, trying to find a teaching job. But when you're undergraduate major, I could teach one of two things. I could teach psychology, or I could teach speech, and that's all. And so I didn't get a job.
But then Christy graduates, and she gets an English teacher's job in Coweta Public Schools. And as I understand, the superintendent hired her, and that meant she wanted you to have a job in the system as well.
That is another great story, John. The superintendent at Coweta at the time was a former BOAG teacher. Christy's father, Ellie Castle, is in both the Oklahoma Agriculture Hall of Fame and in the Vocational Agriculture Teachers Hall of Fame. As far as I know, he is the only person ever from Oklahoma that is in both of those Hall of Fames. And right away, the superintendent had picked up from her transcript that Christy was Ellie Castle's daughter. And by the way, I absolutely love my father-in-law. I had the absolute greatest relationship with him. So we're in there, we're interviewing, and the whole interview, the first time, is all about Christy Castle Ballard, who her father was, because the superintendent, I don't know if I said this or not, was a former BOAG teacher. And he declared immediately in that interview that Ellie Castle was the best BOAG teacher that this state had ever seen. And he also farmed on the side. They had a huge farming operation at Jet, but he farmed and taught. So the whole interview centered on Christy and what he had. And at one point, I said, literally, about an hour into the interview, I said, "What about me?" And he looked at me and he said, "What about you? You can teach one of two things. You can either teach psychology or you can teach speech." Now, we have some openings at Coweta Junior High. What do you think you're going to teach? Are you going to teach psychology or a going to teach speech. Now, I'm going to tell you this. We have openings for your wife, and we want to hire her, and we understand that you are a package deal. We have some needs to be met. Little did I know what those needs were, and we will be talking with you. And so I've already lined out what I was doing, John. I was going to work at 4:30 in the morning. I grew up on the farm. I am a hard worker, but I was getting weary of that. And it was the spring, and we were uncertain. My wife picked me up one evening from the freight dock, and she said, "Mr. Prince called us today, and he wants both of us come on Saturday, and he wants to talk to both of us about a job." And I said, "Surely you're being serious. Don't kid around about this." And she said, "I'm serious, and he has something in mind for you." Did he ever? So we go down and we meet with him on Saturday. He offers my wife a contract teaching high school English, and he turned to me, and this just shows what foresight that this guy had. The superintendent at Coweta turned to me, and he said, "Okay, we have several kids at Coweta Junior High who have difficulty reading. And we need to confront that issue. We need to see what we can do to get them on track." This was a monumental moment in my life. It was divine intervention is what I've always called it. And he said, "I've checked your transcript. It's very good transcript, not quite as good as your wife's, because my wife only had one B, and one B in all of her college career. I don't need to tell you what the other grades were. They were all A's." But he said, "You have a good transcript too, and I've done some checking, and if you will go back and take 9 hours of reading somewhere, anywhere, I don't care where, I will hire you to work with junior high kids who can't read." That was a huge turning point in my life and in my career, because we were going to work on the farm. That's what I did from the time I was 14 years old, was run a combine, a hay truck, and tractors. So I go back home. I was scheduled to work for her father at Jet, Oklahoma, only about 25 miles from Alva, Oklahoma, which had Northwestern Oklahoma State University. I go back, I talk to her father, and he said, "Sure, if that's what it takes to get a job, yes, we will work around that." So I go over to Northwestern at Alva, and I talk to two ladies who had spent their entire career in the reading specialist program. And so I decided I would take 9 hours that summer. I would become certified, and I would teach junior high kids who had difficulty reading. It was a turning point in my life, John, because I absolutely loved that program. I loved those two ladies who had never married and spent all of their adult career in preparing people as reading specialists. I love that program, and I would go on to get my master's degree as a reading specialist. I would say 2 years at COWIDA. I was also the head coach of the 7th, 8th, and 9th football team last year that I was there, and that was just kind of a chance thing. They needed someone to help out with the 7th grade football team. I was talking about football with one of the coaches. I actually played one spring at Fort Hays State. I had a few offers to play college football, and so I was not lacking in experience. So I coached them great first year there, and then they made me the head coach for 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that's what I was doing at COWIDA. And as a part of our work, they would send me to scout other teams on Friday night. That was my first introduction to Ooliga. We drove across that lake and went to the most spectacular facilities ever. And I really was enamored with Ooliga.